My name is Michael Young, and this piece is called Firebirds. Traditionally, when I start a sculptural piece, as opposed to like a two-dimensional or a wall relief piece, I always like to start with a model. I take elements, and then I assemble them and reassemble them and just sort of get a feel of how I want the piece to look. I build it, and I construct it and deconstruct it and spin it and go back to it, leave it alone, go back to it, until I get it to the shape that I want to get the message across of what that particular piece's thought is going to be about, I guess. It's called Firebirds because it's meant to be figurative, first of all, and I was thinking of Stravinsky's suite of Firebirds, and I believe they were dances. So I work with a lot of figurative images. I try to put figurative images into my work that are abstracted. So while the elements of the piece may look like feathers or flames or leaves, they are composed with human ratios. And then if you look closely at the piece, there are several bird shapes. There's a body and two wings that are elements of each thing. So it's almost like swirling birds in a flame taking off. I try to make pieces, as I said, with human elements to them, human proportions. I work a lot from life drawings. I do hundreds of 20 and 30 second sketches, just gesture poses, to try to get a sense of the movement of the twisting figure or figures and try to translate those ratios and images into something as abstract as a twisting kind of flame shape. The thing I like about stainless steel is that it is durable. You can cantilever things, you can really push its limits, and you can make something that can go out in public that's very strong, that people can climb on, and people can, you know, it can put up with the abuse that a public sculpture has to put up with. And it's pretty impervious to road salt and dirt. And as far as a permanent sculpture, it'll last for 10,000 years, and just a little bit of power washing and detergent will make it look like it did the day it was made. I like to explore themes, I guess, of nature. Nature is a common recurring element, and that also tied to a sort of spiritual thing, a sort of an essence of a moment. I think I'm always trying to sort of create a bit of a spirit. That's why I refer back to the figurative element, and that these are sort of like people or ideas or people that I've known or have experienced or will know, that when you try to describe somebody's soul or something, you're looking at something that doesn't really have an image, but it has energy. It's a flame, it's a twist, it's a snapshot, it's a frozen moment. I hope people take away a positive image. I try to title all my pieces and make all my pieces to with a certain amount of uplifting feel to them. I want them to sort of stop for a moment and catch that image and say, this is swirling. And I want them to stop and look and think of flying and soaring and swimming or whatever, that kind of moment of joy, I guess. I don't think that when I make a piece, that I have certain things in my mind that the piece may be about, but I'm always open to what people see in a piece that I've made. So this particular piece, I love when people tell me, oh, it looks like this, or oh, it looks like that. So to me, that anybody that stopped and looked at it long enough to give it a thought and come up with an idea about it, I feel that's a successful sculpture. My name is Michael Young, and this piece is called Firebirds.